Let's get into some other news that's breaking this afternoon, and we'll go to Queensland first of all. Students at a primary school north of Brisbane are being treated by paramedics after consuming a chemical substance they believe were lollies. Let's go to Sarah Best, 7 News Queensland reporter. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hi, Ben.
This is Deception Bay North State School. Can you tell us what's gone on here to the best of our knowledge so far?
Well, about 25 children have been treated here at the school for symptoms like nausea and a burning sensation in the back of their throat. 4 of those children have been taken to hospital. They're all grade four, so 9 or 10 years old, and have been, I guess, triaged at the school and treated. Some of them have gone home and others are in hospital. Now, this substance is called mystical fire. I don't know whether you've heard it, but it's named because it can change the colour of flames. If you throw it into your campfire, it makes blue flames. So this isn't an illicit substance. It's not a banned substance, but it is corrosive and obviously not meant to be ingested. And somehow it's made its way into the school playground at lunchtime to get today.
We've heard reports that a student brought the substance to school and that some other children thought that it was that popping candy or sherbet, so they put it in their mouths.
Yeah, we understand it's in a little container, a little sort of paper packet,
satchel,
similar
yeah.
to popping candy. So, she's told 25 children, and actually more than that, that it's candy. They've then tasted it, and but we've spoken to a couple of families today, a couple of kids who are grade one, grade two, that were also offered this substance, and thankfully didn't take it. And I guess listen to their mum and dads not to trust everyone in the school playground.
Don't take mystical fire from strangers or anything for that matter. They're okay though. The children, not serious.
It's not serious. As I said, 4 are in hospital, but I don't know whether they'll be admitted, and if so, whether it's just for one night or so. It's more a precautionary thing, also to alleviate parents' concerns that they are getting the treatment that they need.
All right, Sarah, you're very kind for coming on. Thank you.
No worries.
Sarah Best from 7 News Queensland.